If I wanna sit in and drink super tenants in a day, I will. No one's gonna fucking tell me, Jack. But can you rely on anyone in this world? No, you can't. It's not my fault there's war to war empty cans. Everyone wanted this to all go wrong for me from the start. It's fucked up that a man's life can just be attacked. Watching this morning with a beer is much better than relying on gnome cons for mates I was given that don't have my back. Scott texted me to say he'd have a look at the TV for me, but I laid it down, telling him to fuck right off, chat. Phoned this company out the yellow pages, told them to take away the TV, fix it quick snap. The next day they took away the TV, told me they would repair the little bit that's broken round on the back. I thought that'd be that, but the next bit was on top. This was where it all started to get a bit out of hand. No one gives a crap about Mike, that's why I'm acting nasty. You know what you can do with your life, introduce it up your jacksy. Cause no one gives a crap about Mike, that's why I'm acting nasty. You know what you can do with your life, introduce it up your jacksy. The TV man comes back later, knocks on mine to say he's found something in the back of the TV. I'm looking at me absolutely speechless, can't quite believe he's trying to pull this fucking stunt on me. I knew it was a simple case of a power supply gone on the back, but he's trying to tap me up for more money. He says it's not like that, and I'm like, fuck off and die, and stick up my two fingers and one more to make three. He says, don't talk to me like that, and I don't understand. My face is in his face, I tell him I understand perfectly. Then he grabs my shirt and I grab his face with my hand, so he brings his fist up and traps me a good one on my cheek. Then I'm trying to pull his head down so I can knee it, but he's got my ear. He's twisting it round so much it's really hurting me. And we both go down on the floor and he pushes my head back onto the corner of the fridge, which is total agony. Then he gets up and runs out of the kitchen and out of the door, shouting stuff to me, slamming his door, shouting to me. So here I am in my house, drinking on my own city. Everyone's a cunt in this life, no one's there for me. No one gives a crap about Mike, that's why I'm acting nasty. You know what you can do with your life, introduce it up your jacksy. Cause no one gives a crap about Mike.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, the only new content that goes up on www.gruntfreepress.com, because the that dipshit there running the ship, that absolute deicide clown there, he insists on playing the same fucking games day after day, hour after hour, week after week, you know. And then there are those mainstream games too, like you know, why do you want to support the big corporations, man? The big companies that pump out the same mass audience mainstream bullshit year after year, man. You know, all those guys care about is fucking money grubbing corporations, man. My buddy writes games like three a week. He writes. And every single one of them is more creativity and imagination than any fucking corporate, soulless, board game designed by committee fucking game. I mean, fucking Mario, that's just a brand name. It's a corporate mascot. Call of Duty, ugh. That's what we're gonna go with this week, pretty much. And then something else, too, that project I'm working on that's... kind of time. It's fun, but it's time consuming. We'll say that. And we'll talk about that later too. Which I want to get some feedback on over at podcast@gruntfreepress.com within the next was it the fucking 20th right now or some shit? I don't even know. So something like that before Christmas. I need some feedback. Maybe not even. I don't know. It's fucking weird. I'll get to it later. But more importantly, you know what I got for the first time? I got I ate a burger with an egg on top of it. And I know I'm late to the party on that one, but, yeah, it's just one of those things. I like burgers, but, I like eggs, but that combination always seemed kind of gross to me. Like, what the fuck would put an egg on top of a burger? That sounds fucking disgusting. But yeah, let me tell you, it's actually pretty fucking good. Going down anyway. I mean, when you're eating it, it's fucking like, man, this shit tastes like real good. But afterwards, I will say, it was like fucking afterwards, I'm like, I was feeling kind of a little bit queasy afterwards. Didn't really sit particularly well with me. I mean, again, it's not like it's fucking outside the realm of fucking, I was like, I eat fucking eggs and burgers and shit all the time. And I'd say about 30% of my diet's probably bacon. I think there was bacon on there too. I don't even know. It was a week ago. I went a burger ate a week ago. That's probably the highlight of my week. I'm not hopping on like the fucking, like, oh, you know, isn't bacon cool and awesome? Like that fucking stupid bandwagon just, no, it's like, no, I eat like a fucking ton of it. Like, it's ridiculous. Like fucking, like, you know, cut like two or three times a week, just egg and cheese sandwiches, just fucking piled on fucking bacon. Like half the sandwich is bacon. But, pretty much the rest of my diet's like cheese and bread and, other pork products, like, you know, pepperoni and sausage and shit. So, then I wonder why I'm a fat fucking faggot. I might need those extra layers of warmth though, because, you know, it is getting fucking cold out now, you know, it's, no longer like last week. It was like, yeah, it's still nice. It's snowing. It's fucking nice. It snowed a couple times since then. Nothing big. It's still like, I don't know, just a couple inches on the ground at a time, and you know, it gets warmer and cooler. But yeah, a couple days there, it's pretty cold. So it's also cold on the battlefields of Call of Duty World War II, where the winter siege continues. And yeah, I'm still baffled at how much of a clusterfuck it's been. The way it's getting better now, but I mean, like, you know, and even like earlier this week, it was a mess. The way they rolled that out. So yeah, you know, I'm just saying they give you the ability to earn new weapons, and they rotate that out every day for some reason. I don't understand why it'd be like, well, they wouldn't be like, all right, 1 week is this one, you know, or whatever. I don't know how long it's even going on, but, or even like, you know, every few days or something, like, or just lower the number of fucking games to play, like do like 10 games, you know what I mean? Like people can play like fucking 10 games a day, depending on what they play. It wouldn't be that long, but, so they do like, oh, you get a fucking 50 matches to fucking unlock a gun, and it's like, dude, and then like the next day something else is out, and it's like, shit, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So I fucked that up the first time. I'm actually getting pretty good though. You can hold on to them. It's like, they don't like, the next day, they don't like, the challenge that you accept doesn't like expire. You know, you accept like the challenge, right? 50 games you get to play for, to unlock whatever, the Sten or that submachine gun or the GMP, whatever the fuck it is, you know, the light machine gun, and then that Gorhurt there is the fucking, the rifle, you know. So yeah, you accept those, and it's, it just doesn't like, it's like, as soon as you, once you pick them up, you have them, like, presumably, you could fucking, you know, not fucking play for like a week or something, then come back and continue on with that. As long as you have it there and you're set as your goal or whatever, your challenge, you can do it whenever. But yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, if he didn't finish the fucking challenge, you know what I mean? And then fucking the new one pops up for a new gun, and it's like, what's pretty much like, which one do you want? If it's going to fucking, you know, disappear the next day, it's like, especially, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. They do rotate though, is the, you know, the thing. So it's like, I missed the Sten, but fucking the next rotation will come around. I think it just goes in like an order. But yeah, so it's like fucking like, you know, I was working on this one, but I really want that one. I'd rather have that one before this fucking, the siege is over or whatever. So it's like, you have to like abandon the fucking, the one you're working on, and then like start the new one from fucking scratch pretty much. So it's, yeah. So again, I didn't realize they were rotating at first. Like that first week, I'm like, fuck. So if I, it's like, dude, I have like the SMG, but to get the LMG, am I have to fucking like scrap this or whatever. So, but yeah, the main one I wanted was that rifle there, but that's what I'm working on now. And then like something else came up too, is like fucking yesterday was like the only one I don't have at this point, I think, is the combat knife. And I was just like, dude, I'm not fucking, I don't even care. That combat knife can get fucked. Like, I don't give a shit about a fucking melee weapon. I want this fucking rifle. So, you pick up the challenges, you get a fucking, whatever it is, you get a, you get to meet the requirements. Again, it's been like fucking like play like 50 fucking games or whatever. So then it's not easy. I mean, it's not, you know, it's something you can feasibly fucking crank out in a day. You know what I mean? Like 50 matches again. Like best case scenario for that. I mean, the quickest way to do that, probably, I mean, for the most part, I heard some people say, like, search and destroy goes quick, but you can also go, like, fucking, like, pretty long. I think those matches are, like, 3 minutes or some shit, and there's, like, 10 to a match or whatever, so, okay, you can fucking go pretty long. But, so what I've been doing is the hardcore team deathmatch, which, those are usually, like, 5 minutes, like, maybe six at the most, six, seven, and the very longest I've seen, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, five minutes in general. We'll just get to keep it easy. Five minutes, and you get to play 50 matches. So that's like fucking 250 minutes, you know what I mean, of actual game time, you know, over 4 hours of actual game time you're playing to unlock something. Which, again, it's not horrible. You know, I mean, it's not, like, too bad. And it's just like, oh, only 4 hours. But, again, it's the fucking, they rotate every day. So it's fucking, you know, at first I was like, shit, they expect me to do this, like, 4 hours a fucking day. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. But, again, it's longer than that because you're fucking, you know, you're waiting in lobbies and shit and fucking, like, you know, getting whatever. People leave. You got to find new rooms and shit like that. So it's longer than fucking... what I say, 250 minutes is actually longer than that. So, I mean, I was thinking, like, do they really expect people to play for four or 5 hours a day? That's kind of ridiculous. Like, and again, that's being grindy and fucking anal about it. Like, sticking to fucking hardcore team deathmatch and only fucking hardcore team deathmatch all day long, which, again, I don't really like. That's probably my favorite game type, thankfully. It's the fucking quickest too, but it's fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather be playing, you know, throwing a couple games of war in here and play this and that and, like, whatever. Even if you want to play, like, domination or fucking, you know, again, or like war, which war, the war games last fucking pretty long. They can go, like, fucking, like, half an hour. If you're doing those, forget about it. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to fucking, like, triple the time at least if I can get those things. You know what I mean? You're, if you're lucky, probably longer. I mean, it's just like the complete opposite of how they were pushing everybody to play before. You know what I mean? Where the challenges and all that shit, whereas, you know, the contracts would be like, yeah, like that special contract before was like fucking like, oh, play, I think it was win a game in every game mode. So they're really like pushing you to do like the different types of the different game modes and shit. Or fucking, they'd be like, oh, I get X amount of kills and fucking this playlist and X amount of kills in that playlist, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, they were pushing you to fucking play everything. Now it's like fucking like, oh, just play a bunch of matches and just, if you want, if I can do it in like a reasonable amount of time, you're gonna have to do the quickest one you can possibly can, you know. Yeah, I mean, some of those are still on, like some of the shit that comes up like every day, like the daily and the weekly challenges that rotate or whatever. Like, so, like some of those are still in the contracts that you buy and shit. Like, so, some of those same ones are still there you can buy, but it's just like, you know, if you want those. The winter supply packs that are only going to be available for when this thing is going on. I mean, you have to fucking, you know, it's like, oh, it'll pop up like, oh, play like a kill confirmed game or play like fucking whatever, you know, top three in this or that, you know what I mean? But it's in war or some shit, get so many kills in war, but it's in there. So they're trying to send you all over the place, but it's like fucking like, but then that's just going to go against me going for, you know, unlocking these guns that I want. So it's like, I'll skip that, I guess. But, I mean, that's my main complaint. I mean, like, again, new content's cool. I like how they switch it up. The new, you know, having new content's good, but, it's just fucking cool new content, but then they just fucking drop this, like, fucking atom bomb of shit that fucking just pulls you in every direction. And, almost all of it's timed, Yeah, it was like, oh, Rush, it's like, here's all this shit, and then I go, like, Rush to do this before the fucking timer runs out. It's like, okay, I'll fucking just play Team Deathmatch, I guess, over and over. Like, they added ranked play now, and, yeah, you know, it's set up how ranked play usually is in these games. I mean, you play, like, at first you get to play 10%, you know, 10 placement matches, and then like, puts you in a division, then, like, you play in that division, you can go up or down, depending on how you do, and separated by, like, seasons for however long that is, I don't know, like, 3 months or some shit, a couple months, a month, I have no idea, but, yeah, I mean, I usually fucking love, like, ranked play. I mean, that's usually the thing that I do, but even though I suck, you know what I mean? I'm not good, and I'm fucking awful at the game. I just like playing ranked and being, in theory, being fucking matched up against people, you know, like, fucking around my skill level, so it's not just a blowout one way or the other. You know, theoretically, I'm gonna be fucking not going against fucking, like, faggots who are going like 40-2 or some shit in a match, which is nice. You know, maybe won't be dying every 2 seconds, that type of thing. But yeah, I only played fucking one game of ranked, and it's another thing too. It's like fucking, it's saying like, oh, you know, it's a special reward or some shit if you fucking at least get participating in fucking, like, ranked play, then, like, oh, special rewards depending on, like, what fucking division you end up in and all this shit. I'm just assuming it's more, like, cosmetic shit, probably, like, a helmet or, like, whatever the fuck, you know, an emblem or something. But again, it's something I'd at least like to dabble around in enough to get fucking, like, placed into a fucking, like, division or whatever. But, yeah, just, you know, again, it's just, like, on like, a timer, but it's just, I played, like, all right, let me try this, and I fucking played, like, one game, and the way it's set up fucking, like, weird, and you don't just fucking, you can't use your, the normal loadouts that you use in all the other fucking games. I played a lot of, I mostly played Call of Duty this week, by the way, in case you haven't fucking figured that out yet, so bear with me, if you're bored, fucking, I don't know, whatever. If I'm like, oh, fucking Call of Duty, bro, like, whatever, fuck off. So I was playing so you can't, like, the loadouts that you pick for fucking, you play every other game type, you can't just pick them. It's like, there's preset ones that you pick from, and, you know, it's just fucking, this get the separated by, like, division, and then fucking, like, whatever the fuck, you know, just, or maybe you can just say, you gotta, like, set, like, a different fucking thing. I don't even know. Like I said, I only play, like, one game, and it's fucking, like, oh, no, this is banned from this fucking playlist, and this is banned, and fucking, like, you gotta, like, do, like, certain things, but, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, but I'd say my best, you know, the fucking loadout that I'm fucking, probably it could do the, technically the best, you know what I mean, like, put up the best numbers with this fucking, it was shotgun with fucking incendiary shells, like a combat shotgun, and it's fucking like, nope, incendiary shells are fucking banned from ranked, and it's fucking, and then it's like, ah, that's okay, you know what I mean, it's just, I probably do just as good. I don't think the fucking incendiary shells really do that much of a, you know, make that much of a difference, just fucking, I just like fucking the way they look and shit. It's like fucking like playing like normal. I'm playing, like, a lot of hardcore now. I don't really give a shit about the incendiary shells. It's fucking, you don't really need that extra damage, like, over time. It's just fucking, everything's, like, one shot. But, you know, I'm looking at fucking the shit, and it's fucking, like, all right, like, whatever. Again, I played, like, with fucking most of the guns, all the guns in the game at this point. I fucked around with, so it's fucking, like, all right, I'll pick some random rifle and fucking, I'll just pick, like, the default fucking, like, infantry loadout and just go and just see what happens and do that, and then fucking, like, after you pick your loadout, it takes a fucking full minute for the game to start, like, you know, even after everybody loads into the map, and they're sitting there, it's like, waits for everybody to load in, get into the map, and then it takes, like, a 60-second fucking countdown before the game starts, which is usually is a 15-second countdown, you know? I think they do that for rank, like, presumably, so, so all the fucking, like, textures and shit are loaded into the map, and fucking, like, everybody's, like, internet connection kind of equals out a little bit, I guess, before, like, you know, a little bit more time for that shit to happen, but yeah, so I start the game, and it's, it's a capture the flag match. I don't think it's all. I think it like rotate or it's different, like random or whatever. But yeah, so it's fucking capture the flag. It's just probably my fucking least favorite fucking game type, you know. And it's fucking. It's also it's 4-on-4 the teams rather than fucking like 6-on-6. So it's like. Everything about the fucking game is, like, slower, you know what I mean? The maps feel fucking, like, empty. You're not, you know, it's not just, you're not gonna run into random people. It's fucking, it's everything just, like, so, like, sparse. Everybody's fucking, like, spread out and shit. And just, as usual, with the fucking, that's what the those hardcore, like, MLG fucking pros, like, is don't make everything as sparse as possible. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, gotta be as boring as fucking possible. Stripped down, fucking barren, and... So, yeah, so I play this, the one fucking, one ranked game, and I'm fucking, you know, I'm sucking it up, which is nothing new there. I mean, it's just fucking, yeah, it's just odd. Like, the loadout's weird, it's weird, there's fucking not that many people, I'm just fucking, but my team wins anyway, I mean, no thanks to me, so it's fucking like, all right, there's one fucking placement match, and that took like, I don't know, probably took like 15 fucking 20 minutes, you know what I mean, and that's probably... not at all. It's like fucking again. I'm looking to play like 50 games to unlock shit as fucking fast as possible. It's like, dude, this is like not what I want to do right now. And you know, the fucking slow, methodical fucking play. You know, getting like whatever 8 kills or some shit if I'm fucking lucky in like half an hour, and just like, yeah, I'm just trying to fucking spawn, you know, fucking spam fucking games as fast as fucking possible, you know, to unlock those guns and shit, and then fucking, like, the other challenges are, like, you know, get fucking so many kills with, you know, different fucking divisions, so whatever, it's just fucking, just ranked is fucking, it's gonna go on the fucking back burner, like, right now, when this fucking siege is going on, I don't know if I'm really interested in that, in this particular game anyway. I'd rather just fucking... Again, it's all about just fast fucking whatever, you know, to me. It's just fucking, like, see somebody kill them, fucking die, spawn, fucking go. Then it's kind of like Call of Duty, not like fucking, you gotta fucking slowly, methodically, fucking, I don't know. But, because, I mean, I do suck at the game. I just want to make that clear. Like, I don't know what it is. I mean, I think I'm sufficiently in the fucking, the shit pits as far as fucking performance goes, you know what I mean? Like, That does seem to happen to me with pretty much every multiplayer game I play. Just at first I'm fucking like well above fucking like average. I can even say I'm like borderline good. Like I gotta be like the top like 10% of most of the fucking like multiplayer games. Like when I first stopped playing, I'm like every almost every game. Like dude, I'm doing fucking like real good. Like going fucking positive, fucking 2-1, fucking whatever. Yeah, and then like after that, after like the first like week or two, it's just fucking I don't know if it's a combination of the people that are like sticking around and playing out that are playing it like longer than just like casually of like the first week of just like whatever, I'm gonna fuck around and then I'm gonna leave, like that type of thing, move on to something else or whatever. Yeah, I mean the people who stick around after like the first month or so, they're like those are the ones who are like highly skilled or I don't know, the sack of shit fucking like cheaters, which is, you know, I've run into a few of those too. More of them. I'm gonna suspect some of them are because of you know, just online PC gaming in general. You know what I mean? It's fucking that happens, but yeah, I mean, just, you know, that is, you know, people get better. The people who stick around are good. I think I also get like real like complacent, like start doing like the same shit over and over again, and it's fucking just I'm just kind of like moving to the same spots, and I'm kind of looking in the same spots for people, like not really like paying attention, like ignoring like other fucking, I'm like, ah, there's usually people here, like just from playing it so much, and like you kind of stop even when it's pretty obvious that there's somebody like standing like right in front of me, like I'll catch myself sometimes just like I'm just like, dude, I'm playing this, but I'm not really paying attention, I'm just like zoning out and, you know, barely fucking looking at the screen, and somebody will fucking like somebody will fucking like shoot me, I'll fucking, you know, kill me. Then I'm fucking like, dude, I'm just like, yeah, like afterwards, like fucking like, you know, as I'm spawning in, just fucking like thinking like, dude, I was just fucking looking like right at that guy, but I didn't even fucking like pay attention. Just like, oh, there's somebody there. Just like kept like looking, like moving somewhere else. And, you know, just, I was just fucking like running just to a spot somewhere, like to a hallway, like fucking like halfway across the map. You know, I'd say it was like overthinking it sometimes, maybe like trying to like plan ahead of where I want to go and like, oh, I want this spot, and it's fucking, you know, this is a pretty good choke point, and just, it's either that or it's me fucking getting like burnt out, you know, and just fucking like, I don't know, my brain's fried from fucking playing this for fucking 3 hours straight, and I'm just not paying attention, like that type of thing. Yeah, just because I've been having some fucking, absolute fucking like shit games. I've had some fucking really good ones too, but it's fucking more in line of just absolute fucking shit games. I think I might even rename myself Absolute Shit for some of those fucking disasters. You know, the way I'd go like fucking like 4 kills fucking and 15 deaths and a couple like team deathmatch games. I think I had like fucking like 25 deaths or some shit. I'm just like, Jesus, dude, that's fucking awful. This, so it's like, yeah, so that's basically me. Like, I'm the fucking main reason why the fucking team lost, you know what I mean? I'm like fucking like two, like a third of the deaths were fucking like me on a team of 6 people. Like, that's fucking pretty goddamn bad. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, like part of it's like, you know, the constant fucking revolving door of guns and like classes and shit I'm using, and I'm like prestige like 4 at this point, you know what I mean? It's fucking like all my shit's getting like reset. I'm just like hopping around fucking everywhere, just trying to do different things. And yeah, no, I'll have a few fucking games in a row where I'm fucking like swearing like up and down, getting pissed off because I can't get a fucking kill with the fucking, you know, SMG or rifle I'm using. Like, dude, this fucking thing sucks, and just fucking you know, this thing's a fucking piece of shit, or like whatever. It's like, or whatever. I just can't fucking use it. Like, you know, I was like, I'm just bad with it, and just and I'm like, oh, why am I using this thing? I'll fucking swap it out. Then it's fucking like, oh yeah, I'm trying to fucking like prestige this fucking like hunk of shit up. You know what I mean? So I'll fucking like stick with it. And I swear I was using this one rifle, the fucking FFG fucking 23 or some shit, just a fucking automatic, it seems like a pretty standard fucking fully automatic fucking, you know, infantry rifle. I swear I'd be like fucking like dead center on like a mass of like, you know, 3 enemies just in a group, and just, on hardcore again, where it's fucking pretty much one bullet from anything, any fucking gun will fucking kill people. And I'm just fucking like out fully auto, just fucking laying into this fucking group of people that, you know, fucking like 3 or 4 people, like for their backs turned to me, like fucking like, you know, 5 feet away, and just, I was fucking boom, 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 fucking like going, like unloading like half a fucking clip, and just, and it's like, dude, like right there, like filling up the entire screen. It's like, dude, I didn't hit fucking anybody. Like, I missed like every bullet, just fucking, you know, it's like fucking Pulp Fiction, whatever, just fucking every bullet is just magically fucking missing, like going between people's fucking like arms and shit. Like, dude, it's ridiculous. And it's like, I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Is this that, like, is this fucking thing like fires the gun like firing too slow? It seems pretty fast. Like, so I was like, yeah, I'll put fucking rapid fire on it. Like, maybe that's the issue. And just fucking like, nah, that doesn't really fucking help. So yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like, and I'm like, ah, maybe that's just like a joke gun in the game. It seems to happen too. Like, again, I don't know if that's like a connection thing or what, or just like, again, it's weird fucking connection or whatever the fuck, or if it's, that's another fucking like cheat that people use. Dude, I swear, like sometimes it's like, dude, I'm right on this fucking person, like there's no fucking way, and you shoot, and it's almost like a fucking like reverse fucking like auto aim. Like, it's just like, dude, it's like the fucking thing's like right on them. You know what I mean? Like right on them, and you fucking like shoot, and like your cursor just kind of like moves away a little bit as you fire in. Like, it's fucking like goes, like, again, it's almost like reverse auto aim, but that sticks on people. Like, it's just like, I don't know, it's like, again, I'll be like standing still, and just fucking like, all right, I'm right on them. Like, I'm just cursor is right on them, and it's fucking just like, oop, just kind of like, you're firing, the gun's like, you know, climbing up as you're shooting, but it's fucking not, it's not like climbing up like a normal like recoil. It's like nope, you fucking fire the first shot and the thing fucking like jumps up ahead of him. You try to like compensate, and like every movie, every fucking shot you take just kind of like misses him and just like slips off him. It's like, dude, this again, it might be like a connection thing, or it's a fucking like some kind of weird cheat, you know what I mean, or whatever. But that should happen a few times, I've noticed. It's fucking like, no, dude, that just didn't work like that. And fucking, again, a full clip of a fucking SMG in somebody's face and the fucking gun, like every fucking one just misses him. It's like, dude, I don't know what the hell that is. But I did learn one hot tip, I can tell you, like on the positive side of me playing the game, one pro tip. So, get ready to fucking write this one down. Yeah, there are those S mines in the game, the ones you fucking, the, you know, just the land mines or whatever, the, you plant them in the ground, then somebody steps on them and the thing fucking shoots up and fucking explodes in their face. The, bouncing Bettys, pretty much, you know, that's what they used to call them. I've heard them called, and the same type of thing. So yeah, I used to try to fucking just run past those, just fucking, you know, just fucking hear them go off, and just like, I'll fucking sprint full speed past it, and you can shoot them if you see them. You just fucking like blast them, and they'll fucking explode or whatever. But I mean, they're fucking like little tiny things on the ground. You're not really gonna slow down that much to fucking like pay attention for every fucking everywhere you're fucking moving. So if you run like, you know, if you just fucking run in like full speed, like you might be able to get away just in time. or you might take it, you know, usually take like a little bit of damage. But that's possible, but there's actually a better way to do it. Yeah, what we do is you fucking like when you hear him go off, you get like the click and shit. And you just go prone, just fucking lay right on the ground, which seems counterintuitive, you know what I mean? But the way those things work is, you know, because they fly up and they fucking explode in your face if you're standing up. As soon as you hear the click, if you just lay flat right on the fucking ground, the thing ends up going over your head and fucking like explode. You get like no damage. Like you get out of it. So it's pretty neat, huh? That's the one piece of advice I can fucking safely give anybody about the game. Like otherwise, do the complete opposite of what you see me doing. You know what I mean? Like I can only imagine if fucking anybody actually watches me fucking playing. I see people playing in the chat, like, oh hey, and then fucking like a bunch of random people, like, hey, what's up? And then I'll type in like, hey, and then fucking like you don't hear anything else from them. They're probably just like, dude, what the fuck is this guy doing? It's fucking just a mess. So do the opposite of what I do. That's the other pro tip of the day. And then they have that other new map in there, which isn't actually new. They put in Karatin or Kraken. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a remake of a map from an older Call of Duty game. I'm not sure exactly which one. It might have been in 2 or whatever. Maybe whatever, another World War II one, like fucking 1, 2, or 3, I guess. It kind of like shows, like you can tell that it's fucking like this is, you know, you can tell like fucking, oh, this is a fucking older map. It's just, I don't know, just fucking, not like graphically. I mean, it looks fine, you know what I mean? It looks okay, but it's just the layout of it. It's just fucking like, dude, this is shit. It's a fucking mess. So, one team spawns in like this wide open space with fucking this buildings with fucking a bunch of like sniping windows like facing like right at them. So, if the other team can fucking, you know, if it's later on in the game and fucking like the other team can get into those fucking buildings, just like sit there and everybody else has just kind of been like pushing forward like normal and not like trying to go all over the fucking map and you know, they're actually keep spawning back in there. Pretty rough. The other team gets to spawn like around like all like these buildings in the back, and you know, buildings in front of them, they're like closer to them, like it's a tighter area, so it's not like they can fucking like snipe from like a million fucking miles away. But then fucking there's a bunch of like these like, you know, sharp corners and shit, like blind corners you got to go through these fucking like buildings to go, and then like like carts and shit all like around like where you're exiting. So it's like, you know, if people get in there, they can just fucking like camp right on those fucking like little corners and just fucking like wait. And then, you know, there's like multiple ones in a row you got to go through. So it's fucking like, oh, fucking throw a grenade up. Nobody's there. Go to the next one and fucking like there's somebody sitting there, or there's somebody like fucking the next building over just sitting there. It's just a fucking like mess, you know? And then the entire middle of the map is just kind of a clusterfuck, just a bunch of buildings that fucking like twist around all over the place and shit, all over each other. Like some were like bombed out and like ruined, and like other ones are fucking just fucking like, oh, there should be a door here. Nope, it's just a fucking like flat wall or whatever. There's no window in the like on facing this side. It's fucking like real weird. It makes fucking zero sense. Just again, so a lot of fucking like camping spots and like blind corners and like clutter and windows to fucking snipe out of and shit. So it just feels like fucking old map design. Yeah, because that's what it is, you know. Just all the fucking new maps are just kind of built to just keep things moving. Keep people from like camping, stop people from fucking like spawn killing and that shit. So, I bought the special edition of the game. So it's like, I had access to the fucking, the Karatan map, whatever the fuck, whatever it is from like day one. It was in like its own like special playlist or whatever. So, if I played it then when I first got the game, I'm like, all right, let me try this fucking remake map or whatever. And like, I played it a couple times, just fucking like, I don't like this. Like, I'd rather fucking play the other ones. And just, so yeah, they put that map in its own like double XP fucking playlist, for the Winter Siege event. And, again, they like changed it a little bit for this. So before, just like normal, like whatever, normal looking fucking summer day or whatever, that you're fucking like on the normal version of the map, then just fucking like put snow in it, and they're like, oh, here's a new map, the winter fucking version of it. But I'm like I'll fucking like skip the double XP. Like, I don't want to fucking play that map. It's okay. They did put it. They put like the winter version of it and like the into the normal like rotation of every playlist. And it's fine for like variety when it pops up in there. It's just like, I don't want to play this more than like one time. You know what I mean? In a row. I think that's probably like the weakest map in the game. Like, I'd rather play fucking Gustav fucking Canyon, which is pretty bad compared to that fucking map. And yeah, then they also added the gun game mode, which is the game type where you have to get a kill with every gun in the game, and each kill you rotate out to a different one. And if somebody melee kills you, you're going through a set rotation or whatever. Like, you know, you fucking get a kill with a rifle, and then it goes to a shotgun, and you get a kill with that. If like everybody has like the same like rotation they're going through, the same like list they're going through for the guns. But if you stab somebody, it sets them back, like it's pretty much like minus a point. They have to go back to the one they were doing before. Maybe it's like two. I don't really like it, to be honest with you. I don't fucking like that game type. It's just kind of goofy and like gimmicky. And the way they have it set up is that the radar is always on. It always shows where fucking everybody is. Like, it's fucking everybody's constantly getting pinged. So I guess to make it easier, if you're trying to do like a fucking like double barrel shotgun, so you can actually have a chance to get up on somebody or whatever. But I don't know. I'm just like so used to playing fucking like hardcore games at this point. I can't go back to fucking normal. Never mind fucking normal with fucking the radar constantly on. You know what I mean? You're constantly getting fucking pinged. Yeah. I mean, it's like fucking porn, you know. Once you get used to hardcore, you don't want to go back to like jerking off to fucking underwear ads and shit and fucking Wizard magazine covers. So yeah, and then real quick, I mean, before I get into the project I'm working on, again, if it's a video game project, we'll get into that. But I did play Super Mario Odyssey for a day. I was just fucking like a straight day. I'm just fucking like, all right, I need a break. You know, I'm playing fucking Call of Duty. I'm just gonna play fucking Super Mario fucking for a day and just yeah, I don't know. I don't have much to add to it. I mean, the game's still fun. I mean, I'm still kind of just going around collecting all the moons and fucking trying to unlock the final stages and shit. That's what, you know, collect the moons you unlock, you know, power up the fucking Odyssey, move on to like the secret stages and that shit. But yeah, I mean, before I said to Jose, and I'm like fucking like how impressed I was by the way they set up that, like the collecting, like how they had you collect the fucking moons and all that. He's like, oh, it's cool. They have like a list, you know, numbered list, and you can just go to the pause menu and there's a list and fucking like, oh, I'm missing some and blah blah blah, and then fucking so it's like, and go online and look up what the number that you're missing, or you can use coins to buy fucking hints for him in the game. So it seemed like, oh, cool, you know, they're letting you do like everything just right from the fucking game, you know what I mean? So you don't have to go online, you can buy fucking hints and fucking like whatever. Yeah, so you don't have to fucking resort to fucking like internet fucking checklist bullshit to find them. But as I'm moving on, it's fucking like, ah, maybe that's not really the case. I mean, maybe you do need to fucking go online for some of these, because, yeah, I mean, I went back to the first level, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to, like, 100%, like, get everything in here in the first level and just fucking, you know, move on, you know, just move on in order from there, you know? Get all the fucking moons and fucking, yeah, when you go back and replay the levels after you complete, like, the main story, there are these glowing blocks there that you have to... You can hit, you stomp on them, and then fucking the blocks fucking shoot up into the fucking sky, and then they fucking explode or some shit, and all these bunch of additional fucking moons come down from the sky, and it essentially fucking doubles the number of moons you get to collect that you've like originally thought. So, but when they do that, like all the new ones that come out, it fucking marks them on the map. So I was like, all right, so that's not like too difficult to fucking do until I'm like, that's what I thought. Again, the first level, I'm running around, like I got like every marked one, like every one I fucking, you know, everyone I fucking possibly could by fucking exploring on my own. You know what I mean? I'm fucking just like, all right, I'm just fucking wandering around fucking aimlessly looking for, and it still says I have like a dozen or so that I have to fucking, I haven't collected yet. And I'm like, fucking, I have like no clue what to do. I'm just fucking like, I think I've searched like every corner of this fucking map. So I look it up online, and again, thankfully they're fucking numbered. So you can just fucking pretty easily fucking just, I need fucking number 42, and where is it, and fucking go online, all right, 42, do this and that, and fucking, you know, here's a YouTube video of like what to do. But yeah, one of them is this fucking like these binocular fucking station things in the game you can possess with your hat as you do. So you throw your hat and you fucking possess this fucking like binocular fucking robot thing. And you can, it rises up above the fucking level, and you just kind of look around, and, you know, so you look around the map, you know. I was doing that anyway to like, again, look for fucking, the purple coins that I missed, or if you can see any fucking moons, and like try to figure out how to get there, and just, yeah, well, to get some of the fucking moons, you have to fucking use those things, then you have to look in like a specific fucking spot, like, that first level there's these fucking like sailboats like floating around in the sky, like a bunch of them, but one of them, instead of a sailboat, it's a fucking a taxi cab, but there's a sail on it, and it's like, all right, so I probably saw that, I was like, oh, whatever, fucking wasn't paying attention, like, you know, I was trying to like figure out like, oh, can I get up onto those fucking like boats or whatever, but no, you have to fucking get in those binocular things, you have to just look at it and like stare at it for like a few seconds, like long enough, and then fucking a moon fucking appears, like, fucking just from, like, looking in the right spot, and then fucking, like, that's it, that's how you get that fucking moon, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, that's fucking retarded, like, it's fucking, there's shit like that, dude, there's no way I'm gonna fucking, like, figure, I don't have the fucking patience for that, or whatever, it's like, one in a million, they'd fucking do that, so, it's like, alright, internet checklist it is, I guess, so, like, another one, too, is in, like, some quicksand, where you have to, let yourself like sink in on a certain spot in the quicksand. You sink into the fucking ground almost like right before you would normally die from it, but there's like a hole, in there, and like a specific section of a wall that you fucking can go under and like go through it, and it's like, dude, like, cool. Like, I'm not gonna figure that out. Or, you know, there's fucking one sign in a level, like over a bottomless pit, like a fucking like danger sign, like skull and crossbones, whatever you call it, Jolly Roger type thing, a warning sign. There's like a bunch of them like in the level, and there's one specific one you have to throw your hat onto, and then like keep it there, like hold the fucking button down, let it spin a bunch of times, and a fucking like star pops out. It's like, dude, just don't fuck off, dude. There's a, you know, and then there's a bunch of like secret entrances to levels. So it's like, oh, you know, there's paintings in there. It's like, oh, you go into a painting on World 2, and you come out on an island in the sky in like World 6 or whatever, and then fucking, you know, there's a moon on that platform or whatever. Even doing that, if you look at the checklist, like the one that you just picked up from going through the fucking warp on stage 2, like to end up on stage 6, like that counts as like a stage 2-1, I think. No, it goes to a stage 6-1, even though you can't even get to it from stage 6, so it's like, it's fucked up. If I give you the checklist, like reading them off, like that's like really fucked up the way they did that. Or there's even like this quest chain or whatever, where it's fucking like, yeah, you talk to somebody on like stage 3 and they leave and they go to stage 7 and you get to find them on stage 7. And then you fucking, you know, then they go back to like stage 3 or some shit, and it's like shit like that. Just fucking like, took the wind out of my sails, you know what I mean? As far as fucking like, finding, just going on my own. Again, the game's still fun. It's just like the point of just this checklist shit, trying to find things, is not as, but I just wish you could still do that shit in the game, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, alright, internet checklist, here I come. So, yeah, we'll talk about my project afterwards.
Law and the law one, I fall.
So, yeah, Christmas is coming. And I didn't get you guys anything. Yeah, even my own fucking family, I'm usually a shithead, and I just get everybody scratch tickets. I tell them not to get me fucking shit, so, yeah, if they get all, like, fucking whiny and fucking insist on it, I tell them to give me fucking money so I can just buy the shit that I want, you know, not fucking gift cards, you know, I only deal in fucking cash money so the feds can't track me, and yeah, I don't want fucking checks either because I fucking hate going to the fucking bank. You know, if that's the deal, you go to the fucking bank and just take the money out of your fucking checking account and give it to me. Don't make me do fucking work, you fucking assholes. So yeah, I've just had fucking way too many disappointing fucking miserable fucking Christmases over the years. I mean, fucking, like, all right, fucking GameStop gift cards. It's like, I fucking hate GameStop. I don't want to fucking go in there, and there's nothing I really, really want in there. I mean, I fucking do everything fucking digitally, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you like fucking video games. Here's a fucking GameStop gift card. Cool. Like, probably just gonna, like, sit in my wallet for the rest of my life, you know what I mean? Or it's fucking like, before, when I was fucking like young, I'd be like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, no, I want a fucking computer so I can play fucking computer games and shit. And like, oh, I know you want a computer. Here you go. Here's your big fucking, you know, big deal. Here's your fucking big gift. Fucking like, here's a computer. And just fucking, you know, they get me the fucking like cheapest fucking piece of shit possible. You know what I mean? They bought it like Sears or something like that, which they fucking overpaid for, you know, $200 fucking like Dell or some shit, you know what I mean? That doesn't have a fucking graphics card in it at all. Fucking can't play anything that fucking came out in the past like fucking like 5 years, you know what I mean? And then it shits the bed, shits the bed in a fucking year or so because it's a piece of fucking trash. And of course, you know, I can't fucking, if I fucking say anything like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I don't know about this fucking thing. If I say that, then, you know, then I'm a dick for fucking being ungrateful or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know. My childhood wasn't great. My adulthood hasn't been much fucking better either, but at least I can buy the shit that I want, you know what I mean? That's like the main thing. At least that's, gone in a positive direction. So yeah, what we've been doing in my family is this fucking like secret Santa thing where fucking you just fucking draw a name from a hat or whatever. Somebody fucking draws a random name and fucking like, all right, fucking is one person you have to fucking buy a gift for. And so fucking just buy something for like, not over like $50. Like that's the fucking thing. So what we've been doing is, I think everybody pretty much done with it at this point. It's not really that many fucking little kids, left in the immediate family. And then, well, my sister or whatever, like her kid, that's who I get though. But yeah, what I usually do in that case is fucking like, okay, like what I get, okay, here's a $50 bill. Like that's it. Like fucking Merry Christmas, you know? Yeah, because once again, apparently I'm a fucking asshole. Like whatever, man. Anyway, the one kid that's left in the immediate family is my sister's kid, my fucking niece. So yeah, she's like 8 or 9. Fucking, it's like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like fucking, I have no idea what the fuck. Like, what am I supposed to fucking get her? So but then they're like, yeah, so get her something. Then fucking I'm told, I'm like, I don't know what she's saying she wants, you know, she's into like classic gaming. And I'm like, fucking, oh, okay. So I'm just, all I need to be told. But of course, again, I just went through like fucking what usually happened to me, fucking like, oh, I want like something game related, and fucking like, oh, he has some piece of shit. And it's like, cool. Like, because my family has no fucking clue who I am, but I get told like fucking, you know, get her one of those machine things you can fucking play on her phone or something. And then like fucking like, you know, my mother's telling me that, and she's giving me like, she's you know, doing like motions like she's playing on a fucking joystick or some shit. And, you know, with fucking like, oh, get her one of those fucking machines you can play on your phone and play the old games. And fucking like, all right, yeah, okay, so. That's not happening. So I'm assuming what they have in mind is like, you know, they're talking like one of like those plug and play systems or whatever. It's fucking either one of those little one off things with fucking like Centipede or like Frogger or whatever the fuck is in there. It's just like a little arcade shaped cabinet, and it's fucking like one game on there, like a little joystick and like a button or whatever. Or they do have like those console specific ones fucking now by some company called At Games. I know they have them fucking displayed all over my store. You know, fucking the Atari one, the Genesis one, and shit like that. And it's like, again, those even like whatever, dude. Those standalone ones, the centipede, and like Frogger, and all that. Those are like fucking like $20 or $30, like one fucking like Atari game, dude. And it's like, and then like those At Game ones are they're like $45, and yeah, so those are all in my store, and it's like, yeah, that's not too bad. It's like whatever, however many games in there, but. But I'm listening to fucking like podcasts at work about people saying like how shit they are, like fucking like never nothing but bad things about them. Like fucking no, the emulation's fucking real shit. Like it's real bad. Ton of like slow down. It's like not right, and the sound's all fucked up and like shit like that. And just it's like, oh, you know, there's 80 games and like half of them are just like not even like real games. It's just like shit they just like threw on there, like shovelware, you know. And it's like, all right, so and probably not those either. And then, of course, there are the official fucking Nintendo ones, the fucking NES and fucking SNES classics, which are notoriously out of stock, first of all. And then there's only like fucking like, I don't know, 20 games on them. And then it's fucking like, you know, the original Nintendo one is fucking like, oh, the HDMI cord's like so short, like it's all fucked up. Like you have to like, it's ridiculous to, you have to like get up and walk over to the thing or whatever to fucking like turn it on or off or whatever, you know, it's a little tiny thing. And that shit's all overpriced to begin with. I mean, it was, what were they, like 50 or, I think they were like $60 when they first came out, and then fucking like, you know, then they sold out, and now they're on eBay for like $500 or some shit. It's like made for like 20 fucking Nintendo games, dude. Nah, right? It's like, dude, I can do better than that fucking bullshit, right? So I've got a fucking reputation to uphold over here. So I'm like, all right, what can I do? I'll just fucking throw something. You know what I mean? Something on fucking some kind of like computer. And yeah, I made fun of fucking like Raspberry people, the Raspberry Pis in the past. Like I never really why would anybody get like excited about them? You know what I mean? Again, like fucking literally those shitty fucking computers I used to get as a kid. The one thing I would do is throw a bunch of fucking ROMs on there and play fucking like old games. You know, So it's like, you know, the Raspberry Pis there. I mean, they're basically fucking like tiny computers, right? So it's like fucking, yeah, it's like, yeah, it was supposed to fucking like cell phone, you know? Just, but again, this do it on a cell phone is a fucking mess. And like, how are you going to fucking bitch to hook it up to a fucking TV and blah, blah, blah. Then you got to connect a controller and you can use Bluetooth, I guess. And then fucking like, I don't know. So it's like Raspberry Pi. So yeah, I've seen fucking people do these, emulation projects on them, so it's fucking like, if I can just get one of those and just throw a bunch of fucking games on there, I mean, and then of course I can put what I want, what I want on there, so it can be curated by none other than the legendary Grunt Free Press treatment. I mean, it could be a fucking awesome gift, right? I mean, I think so anyway. Like, who knows? I mean, I'll let you know how that fucking turns out. I mean, it's not going to be the most aesthetically fucking pleasing thing in the world. I mean, that's for fucking sure. But I mean, really, the big question is like, fucking, is it something that, like, you know, again, a little fucking kid's gonna appreciate, or is it just gonna be like fucking like, oh yeah, a bunch of old games, like who cares? Like, you know what I mean? I want to play. She probably would have played fucking like Centipede for like 2 minutes, and then fucking like that was it. And she'll fucking like see like whatever hundreds of games and be like, oh, I'll play Mario for 5 minutes, and then fucking throw it in the corner. So, yeah, so here's what's going on here. So, you know, I get this Raspberry Pi, right? And just, you know, fucking, what it is, I mean, it's just fucking basically a little fucking, it's just a fucking computer. I mean, it's just like a fucking, it's just like a board with fucking, like, chips on it, pretty much. And then it's got a, I got it right here. So it's fucking just, you know, it's a board with fucking chips on it and shit. And then it's just got a bunch of outputs and inputs and shit. So it's got, you know, power cord it came with, HDMI cord it came with, fucking What is this thing? I don't even know what that is. That is, if I can, I'm not sure what that hole's for. And then it's got, you know, a little fucking memory card slot. It's got like the fucking OS in it and shit. And I was surprised too. I'm like, fucking, like, it really is just a fucking tiny computer. So again, the thing's like $30, which is crazy. I bought like a kit that came with this, like, you know, it's a plastic case to put it in. And like, you know, the memory card, and the memory card is like preloaded with the fucking operating system on there. But, yeah, then it's got like fucking four fucking USB ports. It's just fucking, like, it's pretty fucking nuts. You know what I mean? Actual consoles only have like fucking two now. It only have two fucking USB ports. This thing is fucking four of them. It's pretty fucking sweet for this tiny little computer. And I was thinking, like, fucking, then it's got like, internet, you know, I don't know what the fuck you call it, Ethernet port. Like, even that's in there, too, which is cool. I thought, I was like, fucking, like, ah, it's going to be, like, Wi-Fi. Then, again, I was like, fucking, was it going to be, like, Bluetooth or some shit? And, my computer doesn't have fucking Bluetooth. And I actually did, I found before I was trying to do that stupid thing with fucking Call of Duty. I'm like, dude, this thing can't do wireless at all. Then I'm like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, I did come with some little fucking stupid dongle we can fucking plug in. So I fucking plugged that in. I was fucking, oh, there's still not a fucking Bluetooth in there. But, anyway, so it's cool. I mean, it's just literally just a fucking, like, tiny little computer. And it's about, like, the size of a deck of cards. Like, literally, is all it is with the case. Anyway, that's it. And then you fucking just, like, load the shit on there. Yeah, but this is the shit that I came with, too. I bought some kit off of fucking Amazon, but it's got, like, the black case, and then, yeah, it's got, like, a little fucking weird little USB thing, USB drive, right? And you fucking take the SD card, and you fucking plug it in there, you plug that into your computer and do, like, whatever, but, the thing is, like, it's cool, too. It came loaded with the shit I wanted. It's fucking this, the operating system or whatever is called RetroPie, which is like fucking meant to play fucking, you know, games and shit. It's just like whatever, it's just fucking loaded on there, and you fucking in theory fucking drop ROMs in there and should work. But you gotta go through the process of like fucking, like, you know, you plug in a controller and fucking like, alright, set it up, and then it's fucking, you know, you gotta fuck around with yeah, you know, set that up, and then, you know, there's a bunch of fucking options and shit, and it does get kind of confusing as far as, like, going through, like, the menus of, like, how to actually set it up, and, yeah, just, I'm trying to think what else to fucking say, but it's just, like, literally just, like, a tiny little fucking computer that's gonna load up with games, and then it's fucking, like, whatever, again, once you fucking, like, start, like, cooking the shit up, it's just, what happened, too, is I'm, like, fucking, like, alright, so I fucking, it's like, oh, preloaded with fucking, like, the RetroPie fucking program, right? So I'm like, all right, so I fucking just plug everything in as you would in fucking any other computer, and fucking, like, all right, so it just gives you, like a drop-down list of, like, what you want to install. So I just picked, like, the RetroPie thing, and then it's fucking, like, okay, but it's like, okay, how am I going to get fucking games on here now? That was the tricky part. It's like, how do I transfer the fucking games? And it's saying, like, fuck, you know, I'm reading, like, oh, you know, use, like, the USB stick to do it. So I'm thinking, like, all right, so we just take this thing and fucking, you know, it came with that USB stick that you put the SD card in, and then put it in the, I'm like, all right, so we just fucking pop it in the fucking computer and fucking just transfer it like that. Like, that'll be easy. Just fucking, like, drag and drop the ROMs and fucking go from there. That's pretty cool. But that didn't seem to work for some reason. I don't know. There might be a way. I didn't figure it out, but how to do it like that. Because every time I popped in the computer, it was saying something like, oh, this needs to be fucking, like, formatted, you know what I mean? Then I'm like, fucking, like, shit, like, if I format it, the fucking, you know, the operating system's on there, is it gonna fucking wipe that, too? So I'm like, I don't know. So I fucking just kind of hesitated with that for a little bit, then I'm, like, looking around and fucking, like, alright, maybe I will do that, and, so I formatted it, and then I fucking, like, alright, then I'm like, all right, I just want to see what happens now. So I plug it back in as after it was formatted, and fucking, like, I just wiped everything out. And but the thing is, the fucking, like, I don't know, whatever's on there, like, that stayed on there, was like fucking, like, oh, like, you know, pretty much just gave me like a prompt of just like, do you want to re-download RetroPie from the internet? So I did that, and whatever. And then there's fucking, like, you know, updates and shit, and, you know, again, it's connected to the internet, and it's fucking like, all right, download a bunch of updates, and, like, all right, you're good. But then I was back to where I was, and just, So, Yeah, so yeah, that's the main issue of like, all right, how am I going to fucking transfer these fucking ROMs? And there's like, you know, there's like three different ways to do it, and it's fucking like you can do it with a USB, and it seemed like, all right, so you just take like you have to take another USB stick, whatever, and transfer it from like, all right, put it in your computer, and then fucking saying like transfer the ROMs from there, and then fucking like, all right, then you got to put it in the Raspberry Pi and do something on there, and like wait for a minute, and it's like it seemed weird, and then I'd have to fucking go out and buy another fucking USB stick, you know what I mean? I'm like fucking like, I don't know, dude, it's gonna be an easier way just to get it right on there. So again, I'd rather just have it everything like in the box, you know what I mean? Not fucking like, oh, and here's a USB stick with your games, and like, you know what I mean? Like teaching her how to do that and or whatever. So yeah, the other way to do it is you fucking do it over like your network or whatever, like your home network, which I've never really fucked around with transferring files to different computers and shit like that. But it was just kind of confusing of just like what to fucking download and shit, and just I ended up figuring it out. It was just fucking the hell is the thing called? I forget what I used. Let me figure it out right on my fucking thingy here. I can't fucking move this. What's going on? WinSCP is like some program of just fucking like an interface. You just fucking do that. It interfaces with the fucking thing over your network. And just like, again, it's just pretty much just transferring files. It's not that, once you figure it out, it's not that bad. But, it was a bit of a process. I won't go like too far. It's also getting late. But, I got her just a fucking controller or two, so like an Xbox, like cheap, you know, off-brand fucking controller, which is whatever, is, you know, just fucking plug it in and play. When I was fucking ordering thing, before I bought it, I'm fucking looking into it, reading reviews and fucking watching videos of people setting these things up. And yeah, I mean, I saw a few people saying, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, it's a great fucking project for me and my kid to work on, and fucking, you know, teaches them how to work with computers and whatnot, and, you know, make sure they're not fucking, like, retarded when it comes to that shit. And I'm like, fucking, I'm thinking, like, oh, the thing is, first of all, I mean, I'm kind of retarded when it comes to this shit, so again, it took me, like, a whole fucking day just to fucking, like, set the thing up and, like, start to even fuck with it, But yeah, so I was debating, like, fucking, like, do I just give her, like, the blank, like, here's the fucking Raspberry, here's, like, the kit with the fucking Raspberry Pi on it, fucking unopened, nothing on it, and it's fucking, like, here's just a computer, you know, fucking little board with fucking shit on it, and nothing installed, and try to go through, like, the process I'm going with now, like, with her, you know what I mean, and fucking, like, oh, it was a cool little project to do, and I'm thinking, like, that'd probably be a fucking nightmare and not very, like, exciting. You know what I mean? That'd be fucking disappointing. Like, oh, hey, Merry Christmas. Let's fucking download some software together and fucking updates. And, like, hey, let's research stuff on the fucking internet for fucking hours and days and shit. And, you know, as a bonus, you can fucking see your uncle, like, flip the fuck out and throw shit. And then teach you some new words, like, fucking, I don't know, like, nigger kike and shit like that. So... I figure I'll just do the best I can to get shit working, as long as I get, like, I'll try to get as much as I can on there, and just load up as many games on there as I can, get them working, you know, test them, make sure they're okay, and then, and again, like, fucking, it's like, alright, the way the thing is fucking, you can just, it's not like set fucking locked thing, so it's fucking like, oh, you wanted this or whatever, you wanted some fucking weird, like, Game Boy game or whatever the fuck, so... if that's, you know, if she wants to do that, or like go into the deeper shit, the deeper settings, and like show her how it works and how to fuck with the settings and all that shit, and maybe teach her how to steal some fucking ROMs and all that, even though that's ethically a fucking gray area. I mean, probably, yeah, not only that, like, I wouldn't care if it's just fucking like, oh yeah, here's some site to just go to and like download games, yeah, cool, and this is how you transfer them over, like, that'd be fine, but like a lot of those sites are like fucking like, oh, like fucking, you know, start fucking now, and you know, like fucking like girls like fucking bent over with their assholes fucking spread and like, you know, come on the face, like whatever, you know, the ads like that. So here's the game plan here, the literal fucking game plan I got for games to put on there. I'm gonna try to mix in, like, you know, classics and, you know, my personal fucking favorites and recommendations and all that, and So yeah, I think there's 32 gigabytes of fucking memory on there. So again, it might be, once it start getting into like the later stuff, like it might be a balancing act of like, you know, it's like, all right, you got to deal with the fucking how much space is on there, plus representation of fucking like different genres and fucking like all that shit. So yeah, it's gonna be like a puzzle to get shit on there, which is I mean, that's cool, but I mean, worst comes to worst, I mean, it's fucking, I'm actually kind of building my own fucking Christmas gift here too, because, you know, it's because I gotta fucking download all the shit first to my computer before I transfer it over there, so everything I fucking put on there I'm gonna have to. And also, I'm also fucking around with some program called Launchbox, which I heard about. It's fucking just, people are using it as like a front end for like MAME cabinets and shit. But it's just like a launcher. You can launch like any game from it. It's all it is. But it's kind of cool. I mean, you still have to fucking download like the emulator and all that shit that you need for each thing. It just pretty much like launches the fucking games. You know what I mean? But so then I'm fucking around with that too on my own. it's another fucking side project. But yeah, so, I mean, again, the Raspberry Pi thing is cool. I mean, again, I was like, fucking, that's dumb. It's a fucking, like, computer. Who cares? It's a little fucking computer. But, I mean, once you get it, and you have something you want to put on there, like a project like that to do, it's like, oh, this is pretty cool. This is just, like, literally, like, a fucking $30 computer that's pretty fucking cool. That you can fuck around with, but, so here's what I'm going for. I'm gonna give you a fucking fair warning here. I'm gonna tell you what games I'm gonna put on there right now, and fucking in the first stages here. So this is pretty much just gonna be a long list of games I'm gonna fucking drone on. So, and I mean, it's gonna be a long list of fucking games. So, it might be pretty boring to listen to you, but I mean, hopefully you're used to that by now. It's boring nonsense, but, and me droning, but. Again, you've been warned. If you're just like, oh, whatever, yeah, I got the gist of it. I don't want to fucking hear this list of games. I don't blame you for checking out. But so yeah, here's what I got in mind so far. So I'm putting on there. Again, feel free to fucking give some feedback. Let me know. So take a look here. Here's what I got broken down. But something I'd normally just be like, oh, whatever, just fucking throw a bunch of shit on there and whatever. But I actually had to, like, all right, I get to, like, curate and just go through. So, here's what I got for NES is what I'm going for here. And what I did is I basically just fucking, like, all right, what's on, like, the Nintendo Classic? What games are on there? Fucking get those and then fucking, again, add on to them. So, the Super Mario Brothers 1, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, Legend of Zelda, Legend of Zelda 2, fucking Mega Man, Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3, Mega Man 4, Mega Man 5, Mega Man 6, Final Fantasy, Metroid, Kirby's Adventure, Castlevania, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, Castlevania 3, Ninja Gaiden, Ninja Gaiden 2, Ninja Gaiden 3, Dr. Mario, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, not that fucking Mr. Dream bullshit. I think that's what's in the fucking Nintendo Classic. I saw that, I'm like, no, it's Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And another game that was on the fucking the Classic was fucking Balloon Fight, and I'm like, yeah, that game sucks. I'm not even fucking putting that on there. That gets fucking X'd out. That's not going on there. We got fucking Excitebike, Ice Climber, Kid Icarus, neither of those ones I'm fucking very familiar with, but I have no idea. I'm like, fucking, like, I've never played either of those, I don't think, for more than, like, a second, but well, I'll throw them on again, fucking, they're on the trying to recreate the fucking NES Classic and then add on to it, so, Tecmo Bowl, fucking Contra, Super C, Star Tropics, which I've never played that one either, Spy Hunter, fucking Gremlins 2, Friday the 13th, Jaws, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, for the kids, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original one. And I was thinking too, like, a lot of these you might be like, fucking, like, oh, what about this and that? I'm gonna get to, what I'm gonna put on there on MAME, you know what I mean? A lot of, like, the fucking Nintendo games that are, like, ports, or the other systems too, they're, like, ports of fucking, arcade games that are better, you know what I mean? Like, rather than the fucking original arcade, I'll put that on there, you know what I mean? And then fucking, And then we'll see what happens. It's fucking like, oh, well, the fucking, if it doesn't, emulation of the arcade fucking game of that ROM is fucked up or it doesn't work, then I'm like, oh, I'll put like the, whatever, the console version on there. Whatever. So if you hear some shit like, you know, like, oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, how come not fucking Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game is fucking, I'm probably going to put that on the actual arcade game on there, you know, just a heads up. So relax there. the Guardian Legend, which is fucking, I love that game. Fantastic fucking game. Mickey Mouse Capade, Bionic Commando, Journey to Silius, no idea what the fuck that is, but again, what I did is, fuck, alright, so, keep interrupting this fucking long list, yeah, so I'm like, alright, so NES Classic, then I'm like, what I did is, I'm like, alright, so put those on there, fucking put the games I want on there, then I decided, I just searched, like, whatever, like, fucking randomly, like, what are the top 100 best fucking NES games, and fucking just kind of, like, scroll through them, and, like, fucking, like, all right, that one's pretty cool, add that, like, whatever, so, shit that I would have forgotten. The Goonies 2, fucking Battletoads, A Boy and His Blob, Chippendale Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, fucking Batman, Little Nemo, The Dream Master, Wizards and Warriors, Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors 2, Gargoyle's Quest 2, The Demon Darkness, Maniac Mansion, Deja Vu, Rad Racer, Adventures of Lolo 3. Again, a lot of some of these, they went off of a fucking list. I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I've either heard of it and heard people like it or like whatever. I think that Lolo is like some fucking puzzle game I never played. Metal Storm, Fester's Quest, which is a fucking awful game, but whatever. When I was a kid, I fucking liked it, so I threw that on there. And then The Addams Family, same deal with that. Adventure Island 1 and 2, fucking Metal Gear, which is the original, is the only good one in that series. Blades of Steel, Blaster Master, RC Pro-Ram, DuckTales, Dragon Warrior, Bucky O'Hare, Baseball Stars, Darkwing Duck, North and South. And that's the NES collection there. Super Nintendo. Again, I just went from the fucking Super Nintendo Classic and then fucking went through some lists and shit. And again, it's shit that was like arcade games. I'll go to arcade games. Shit that was like, I don't know, could be on other systems. I went up for the better system, hopefully. But so Super Nintendo, fucking Super Mario World, Super Mario Kart, The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, F-Zero, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out, Super Castlevania 4, Donkey Kong Country, and then I don't even know what the fuck the sequels are. There's like three of them, I think. I'll throw those on there too, I guess. Mega Man X, Mega Man X2, Mega Man X3. Whatever the fuck are on there, I don't know. I have no idea. Again, I went through. I'm not really big on the Mega Man X fans games, but if I ever throw them all on there, whatever. Kirby Superstar, Final Fantasy 3, Final Fantasy 4, probably, like, whatever. Again, I don't know what fucking Final Fantasies are on Super Nintendo. Kirby's Dream Course, which, again, I've never heard of that, but it was on the fucking classics or whatever. Star Fox, Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, Super Mario RPG, The Legend of the Seven Stars, Contra 3 Alien Wars, Secret of Mana, Earthbound, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Again, I get kind of with the Ghouls and Ghosts games, I was kind of like, I don't know which ones. I get confused. Like, there's like an NES one, there's a fucking Genesis one that I think is different, and there's a fucking like arcade game ones. Like, I don't know, I'll figure it out later. The Adventures of Batman and Robin, Super Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Super Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, which, again, you can put it on there because it's Star Wars, but those games are fucking impossible. They're fucking ridiculously hard. And I don't think they hold up very well. The last time I played them, like, man, this game's pretty rough. Super Bomberman 2, Sunset Riders, Sparkster, Killer Instinct, which I'm going to put the arcade one on there too, hopefully, again, matter of Roman, like, whatever, getting it to work. Pilot Wings, Flashback, X-Men, Mutant Apocalypse, Shadowrun, Soul Blazer, Illusion of Gaia, Rock and Roll Racing, Populous, The Lion King, Yoshi's Cookie, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Harvest Moon, Demon's Crest, Evo, Search for Eden, another game I have fucking no idea what the fuck that is, but there's dinosaurs on the cover, it's on a couple lists, I'm like, alright, I have to throw that on there too. SimCity, Metal Warriors, The Lost Vikings, Wario's Woods, Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse, ActRaiser, Tetris Attack, again, Final Fantasy, whatever the fuck, 4, 6, what the fuck is on there, Chrono Trigger, Batman Returns, Breath of Fire, UN Squadron, Secret of Evermore, Magical Poppin', no idea what the fuck that is. Again, it was on some random list, and it's fucking like, hey, there's a cute little girl on the cover, I'll put that in there. Wild Guns, A Legend of the Mystical Ninja. So, this is my Super Nintendo list there. Getting through to, we only got like, I don't know, a few more again. This is fucking not a complete list, it's just fucking what I'm aiming for. I got to fucking shuffle them all around. So, the Genesis ones, I've based off the that Sonic Ultimate Collection that was out on like 360 and shit. And again, then I went through different like top best of Genesis lists and fucking again threw some in there that are my ones that I remember from being a kid. So, Sega Genesis, you got Alien Storm, Beyond Oasis, Columns, Comic Zone, Decap Attack, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Dynamite Heady, Echo the Dolphin, and Echo the Dolphin 2, which those games are fucking impossible. But there's dolphins on them, whatever. Kid Chameleon, Phantasy Star, and then Phantasy Star 2, 3, 4, whatever the fuck. Wrist Star, whatever the fuck that is, however you pronounce that. Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, fucking Sword of Vermillion, Vector Man 2, Shakan, Sonic Spinball, Shining Force 2, Shining in the Darkness, Streets of Rage 2, Cool Spot, Haunting, starring Poltergeist. I always want to say Poltergeist. No, starring Poltergeist. Outlander, the best Mad Max game there's ever been, besides the new Mad Max game. Jungle Strike, Aladdin, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, X-Men, X-Men 2, Earthworm Jim 2, Toe Jam and Earl, Alien 3, Maximum Carnage, General Chaos, Zero, the Kamikaze Squirrel. I don't know what that is. It's some kind of fucking mascot thing. Subterranea, Eternal Champions, Starflight, Castle of Illusion, which is more Disney Mickey Mouse shit, and Fantasia, Quackshot, Shadowrun, which is on different game than the Super Nintendo one, Castlevania Bloodlines, Contra Hardcore, Pirates Gold, Musha, Road Rash 2, Strider, which I threw on there because I know that's an arcade game, but when I played the last time on MAME, I tried playing Strider, it was fucked, so I don't know. Genesis 1's probably fine. Pulseman, Rocket Knight Adventures, Gunstar Heroes, Dune 2, and I think you can get a Sega CD running on that thing, so maybe I'll throw that in there, I don't know. I think it's probably a pain in the ass to get fucking Sega CD games on there. It was a pain in the ass doing it on a fucking computer, I'll tell you that much. Herzog's Y, Landstalker, Spider-Man, Devil Crash MD, Simpsons Bart's Nightmare, Virtual Bart, Robocop versus Terminator, so that's my Genesis list, and then MAME, so arcade games, which is where things get fucking interesting, trying to fucking emulate arcade games. Even if I'm like reading the documentation of like, how do I get arcade games running on this fucking thing on the Pi, and it's fucking just like, it's gonna be complicated, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, again, it's complicated to begin with, trying to emulate arcade games and fucking get them to work with the controller and all that. I tried fucking around with it for like a second, and I'm like fucking like, alright, I had to fucking plug in a keyboard and mouse and be like, alright, I gotta learn like the hotkeys and all that of how to even get into like those menus and shit, but so, I'll figure it out. So it's kind of weird too, like thinking of what arcade games I want to put on here, and then like you just think arcade games, you kind of gloss over like the classics that you don't even like think of, like they're still like classic, you kind of, anyway, my whole life you fucking seen them everywhere, you just kind of forget about them until it's fucking like, alright, well, if I'm just going to put an arcade games on here for somebody who's presumably fucking almost brand new to fucking games, it's fucking weird. Here we go. Space Invaders, Asteroids, Frogger, Galaga, Dig Dug, Bubble Bobble, Contra, which is, yes, the NES version's better, but it's Contra. Berserk, Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man. I should probably throw Junior Pac-Man in there too, I think. Note, write that down there. Junior, is it Pac-Man Junior or Junior Pac-Man? Tempest, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Donkey Kong 3, whatever it's called. It's called Donkey Kong 3, the one where you shoot the fucking bug spray at shit. Galaxian, Burger Time, Tapper, Joust, Jungle Hunt, Millipede, Centipede, Pole Position, Hubert, Robotron, Xevious, Zaxxon, Zookeeper, Kung Fu, Major Havoc, Mappy, Flicky, Mario Brothers, Spy Hunt. I was going to put Dragon's Lair and Space Ace on there, but I guess that's kind of a no-go, I guess, for fucking, just like, that doesn't fucking emulate right on fucking, like, anything. You need some other thing, like, you can't just use MAME, you have to use some fucking, like, weird thing. It's pretty much just fucking, just runs a fucking laser, it's just like a laser disc that runs, then it's fucking, like, I don't know about that. I guess I could put like the Sega CD versions on there or something if I wanted to, but Star Wars, fucking Track and Field, 1942, 1943, Gauntlet, Ghosts and Goblins, Hang On, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Outrun, Rampage, there's a new movie coming out starring The Rock, Defender, Tron, Pengo, Pong, Missile Command, Black Widow, Elevator Action, Paperboy, Double Dragon, whatever the fuck, 2 and 3, whatever the sequels there are. Golden Axe, every Golden Axe I can find. I fucking love that game. Those games are fucking great. Raiden, Captain America and the Avengers, very, very, still very relevant. King of the Monsters, X-Men, The Simpsons, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Street Fighter, I'll do 2, I'll skip 1, Street Fighter 2, then whatever, Street Fighter 3 Alpha, whatever the fuck, that gets all over the place there, but the good ones. Daytona USA, Samurai Showdown, one of them, 2, I guess, X-Men, Children of the Atom, fucking Marvel, the Capcom versus Marvel versus Capcom, whatever the fuck ones that those were. I think they're different ones, like fucking Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter, whatever the fuck. Metal Slug, Metal Slug 2, Metal Slug 3, Metal Slug X, Bust a Move, Altered Beast, Ghouls and Ghosts, Dungeons and Dragons, Shadows Over Mystaria, Final Fight, Aliens, Aliens versus Predator. Gunsmoke, WWF WrestleFest, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, NBA Jam, Killer Instinct, Tetris, Life Force, Marble Madness, Rolling Thunder, Splatterhouse, and then Splatterhouse 2 and 3. I think 3 might just be a Genesis game. I think that's how that worked. Captain Commando, Russian Attack, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Shinobi, Windjammers, Bad Dudes, Willow, and then King of Fighters something, I don't know, what's the good one, 94 or 97, something like that, that people like, The Punisher, and RoboCop, and I'm sure there's a ton more I can add, but that's it, again, this, those ones I've assumed will take up the most space, probably, the main ones, so I'm starting with anyway. Then Atari 2600, which again, is a system where, like, most of that's fucking terrible fucking ports of arcade games, you know, but the ones I picked out, they're just Atari 2600 games anyway, fucking Adventure, Pitfall 2, River Raid, Yara's Revenge, Demon Attack, and Sequest, and again, it's fucking, I'm probably going to add, I just have to see, like, how much fucking space I got going on there, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean, and add on, I don't know, Game Boy games or something, but anyway, still here. That's pretty much what I'm gonna be fucking doing, fucking for the next few days. Downloading, testing the fucking games, transferring them over, and fucking with a Raspberry Pi to get the controls right and all that shit. And so that's what's gonna be going on for the most part for fucking these next few days. So we'll see how that goes. So you can tell me what a horrible fucking gift giver I am over at gruntfreepress.com. You can fucking email your Christmas list to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And yeah, I'll give you an update of how all that fucking went and how that turned out next week somehow. Again, fucking family coming in. So, and they're going to be invading for the week. So show might be late, might be completely half-assed, or I might be fucking drunk when I do it. Who knows? Maybe I'll just skip it or whatever. Take the week off. I don't know. But either way, go fuck yourself.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Unbearables, who helped me put these thoughts and feelings into lyrics about a man. There is a man who's afraid of dairy, and he is proud that his chest never got hairy. On his driver's license, under gender, it says other. His best friend and role model growing up, and still is his lesbian mother. He can't give the D, 'cause he's got low T. Trump tweets gave him PTSD, his pronoun Z, and he sits to pee. He's a BuzzFeed foodie blogger, which means he is unemployed. He always acts bitchy and pissy, 'cause he is bloated from soy. He's a soy boy, and he's so annoyed. He feels no joy from all that soy. Weak, soft soy hands, a lot of demands. He's got mammary glands. He says his cat is trans 'cause of all that soy. He's a soy boy, and he's awful to be around. He thinks Sean King is black, Elizabeth Warren is Indian, and Caitlyn's a chick. His ankles are thick, and he says Colin Kaepernick should have been first round pick. He's an ally to women when he's marching in the streets. But be careful, ladies, because he is a creep in the sheets. He calls opinions attacks. His imaginary friends are all black. He talks nasty and dirty to Alexa because Alexa can't fight back. Coexist sticker on his chest, I'm with her, proudly on his back. He's Hillary on Facebook, but watch out, 'cause he's Bill Clinton in the sack. He's a soy boy, he's so annoyed, he feels no joy from all that soy. His gender is soy, his opinions are soy, he's a socialist, and he's always pissed. He's a soy boy, he's gassy from soy, he's soy cum-sized, he's a fiend for soybeans, he's always mean to his soylent ween. He's drowning in soy, and he's awful to be around.